You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the latest edition of the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to contests at York, Fontwell and we're on the all weather from Ireland over at Dundalk. It's Ross Briley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and John Budden will be the team in the studio from 1:50pm to preview every meeting in full on Sunday afternoon. But ahead of all that, my name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition of the podcast to offer up his thoughts is Craig Forsyth. How are you today, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Sam.
Good. Been amongst the winners lately?
Well, I had a good day in the studio on Friday, but personally, the last 2 weeks has been very quiet
right
for me. I'm hoping to break my duck on Saturday. It's some nice handicaps, and I've invested a few pounds on Saturday, so I'll be hoping for some returns.
Yeah, absolutely. Some decent field sizes Saturday. Some good field sizes over at York as well on Sunday, which, of course, we'll get to later on. You were in the studio yesterday, Craig. Anything for the notebooks?
Yeah, there was a couple of newcomers representing the Carl Burke Yard. One particularly at Ascot that ran in the first race, travelled well. I think just basically blew up on its racecourse debut. Timeless Art was the Ascot runner. And over at Haydock, there was a full sister to Hey Dude, a horse that performed really well for the Carl Burke Yard. In Sister Dude that made her racecourse debut, eventually finishing seventh. But again, was another to travel up well for a long way in that two-year-old contest before blown up. And, you know, Peru, who went on to win the race for Hugo Palmer, is a horse that I think will stay further. And Kumhe had shown useful form on her debut as well. Two pulled nicely clear, but there was a lot to like the way Sister Dude travelled into the contest. And I think she'll improve an awful lot for that run.
Okay.
There was obviously a host of other horses that, you know, you could put in the notebook as horses likely to go on again next year. The likes of Richard of York, I thought, was given a fantastic ride by Jamie Spencer. A real stare, this horse, but, you know, was ridden prominently due to the lack of pace and came home nicely from Aussie Andre and that. And James Fanshawe's horse, Arthenius, who won well at Nottingham in a maiden, followed up in a classified race, beating Robert the Painter, who set a searching gallop in the finale at Ascot, and Arthenius got up right in the dying strides of that race. He continues to go the right way, and we cannot let this podcast go without mentioning the last winner of the last turf race run at Newcastle.
Absolutely.
Destination Aim won very well, you know, made all, came clear easily in the end, and he will go down in history as the last horse to win on the flat, on the grass, at Newcastle.
Yeah, a possible quiz question in years to come, that one, I think. You touched on Jamie Spencer there, Craig. Obviously, he rode a treble yesterday at Ascot. Does have his critics, though, Spencer. What do you make of him? Are you inclined to back his horses, or is he one of those jockeys you like to swerve?
Definitely. I always want to be with Jamie Spencer.
Really?
You know, if you... On the flat, I just prefer to take each horse on their merit, in terms of form. If Jamie Spencer, you know, is riding your horse that you've come up with in a certain race, then I see that as a plus. You know, as you said, Jamie does have his critics, probably because of his preferred riding style, which is to hold horses up out the back. And, you know, sometimes they come with a late challenge, which is all too late. But I think he's a fantastic judge of pace, really. He's proved he's no one-trick pony. You've seen, you know, different styles yesterday. From the front, he was alert to the fact that there was no pace on in Richard of York's race, and he gave that horse a fine ride. I think he's a top-class jockey, Jamie Spencer, and, you know, he will never... I'll never be one to criticise his style. You know, if you're backing a horse that he's riding, you know, you can expect to... 80% of the time you see the horse held up. So you know what you're buying into. You have to expect that. But I think he's top class. I really do.
Yeah, he certainly kept the Boo Boys away at Ascot on Friday, riding that tremendous treble. In terms of racing news, it's been a week of retirements, really. We've had horse, jockey, trainer, and if you include the Newcastle turf flat fixtures going, track as well, in the shape of Hurricane Fly, Hayley Turner, Clive Britton, and Newcastle turf flat fixtures that we've all had to say farewell to this week, Craig.
Yeah, probably the biggest surprise, really, is Hayley Turner.
Yeah.
You know, Hurricane Fly's getting on now. He's been a fantastic performer. You know, he mastered that Leopardstone course, didn't he, with the many group ones. But he proved again he was no one-trick pony by winning two champion hurdles. He broke my heart back in 2011 when he got up to beat Peddler's Cross. I was all over Peddler's Cross for that year's champion. But Hurricane Fly, very, very quick over his hurdles. And, you know, in latter years, he was tough as well, didn't he? He battled hard off the bridle. And he was a real likeable sort. And he'll be a huge miss at the top because he mopped up those Leopardstone Group 1s. And he'll be a huge miss. And let's hope he has a happy retirement.
Yeah, certainly. As you mentioned, though, Hayley Turner was probably the surprise package of the week. No one can berate Clive Britton for calling it a day at 81. But 32 for Hayley Turner, she could have had a few more years in it, although it hasn't been going all her way of recent times.
Yeah, since she won the July Cup, was obviously the high point in her career. And, you know, she's been struggling for rides in those type of races, the top class Saturday group listed and heritage handicaps. You know, she maybe hasn't been getting on enough fancied horses. She decided to go down the broadcasting route, and we wish her luck. You know, it's a big change for Hayley, and you know, she's decided early enough that she now wants to stay in racing, but take a different avenue. And good luck. So yeah, she's done well for racing on the whole. You know, she's been good for the sport, and she's been good for herself, really, the way she's ridden horses. And improved. So, yeah, she'll be a miss, but thankfully she'll be seen on our TV screens in the near future, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Best of luck to Hayley then as she goes forward with her career. Before we move on to Sunday's racing, must bring you news of an exclusive William Hill ticket offer for the sponsored Air Gold Cup Festival. You can get 2-for-1 tickets on Thursday and Friday and £5 off on Saturday. So that's 2 tickets on the Thursday for £15, 2 on the Friday for £17, and £5 off tickets on the Saturday, £17 in the grandstand, and club tickets priced at £37. To book, call 01292 264 179 and quote WM Hill 15. Maximum 6 tickets per customer and book by Monday the 14th of September. Not a bad offer that, Craig.
Yeah, good offer. Yeah, very good
offer. Have you been to Air before?
Of course.
Or the meeting?
Of course, I've been to the Air Gold Cup as well.
Relatively local for you, I suppose.
No, it's about 2.5 hours.
Oh, really?
West, yeah, it's on the west coast.
Oh, fair enough.
We're on the east coast.
Other side, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's across to Glasgow, East Kilbride. But it's a good 3-day meeting, and it starts a week on Thursday. So, looking forward to that.
So, yeah, do take advantage of that exclusive William Hill offer then for the Air Gold Cup Festival. We'll move on then to take a look at Sunday's racing now. All four from York on this edition of the podcast. Decent racing at York on Sunday. And we'll start with their 2:30. This one is a handicap over a mile and 2 furlongs. It's a class 4 event with 20 of them to sort out. Who caught the eye here, Craig?
Yeah, there's a few to mention here. Cosmic Halo, of course, has won this race for the last 2 years. But, you know, he faces a different task this time around because he's coming back off for an absence of 320 days. He's been race fit in his 2 previous years, and I think he'll find it much more difficult to retain his crown here. So he's passed over, but worthy of a mention given his exploits over the last 2 years in this race. Elbow, another one worth a mention. You know, he comes to hand at this time of year, as many of John Quinn horses are coming to the boil now. You know, he's had a quiet summer, but his horses are in fantastic form. He had another real good day on Friday. And Elbow, you know, you look back to around this time last year, and he was running in some real good races. He chased home Open Eagle at York, who went on to win the November handicap. And he's still relatively well handicapped on a mark of 76. He's got cut in the ground. 10 furlongs will be fine. He has to be on the shortlist here. But the other horse that could be really well handicapped is Freight Train. You know, he won a maiden at Doncaster last summer, and then we didn't see him again until the end of August this year. And he led for a fair way in that Sandown race before fitness became an issue. And, you know, he was well beaten in the end, but I think that was mainly due to his absence from the track. I do think he's well handicapped on a mark of 77. Mark Johnson's record at York is, you know, has been much talked about, but that certainly doesn't put me off. We've seen him, you know, early in the year at the May meeting. He had three or four winners on a day. You know, I think Freight Train could be worth another chance. He's drawn in stall two. He's a prominent runner, so expect to see him up there early. And I think he would be the pick just ahead of El Bo here.
Okay, Freight Train then getting the vote in that 2:30 and the lightly raced horse of Mark Johnson's. We'll move on then to the next race on the podcast. This is the feature of the day from York, coming up at 3 o'clock. A listed race for you, the Garraby Stakes, over 6 furlongs this one. 10 of them line up to contest this. Who did you like?
I like the Irish Raider here. Fort Del Oro of Ed Lynan's horse. The filly, you know, she was visually very, very impressive when winning a 6-furlong race at the Curragh back in early June. And you look at the form of that race, Sam, the way it's worked out. The horse that finished second, Greg's Pipes, who was, you know, beaten 5 lengths on that, has subsequently went on to win 2 races, the latter a handicap off a mark of 77. The other horses that finished further back have gone on to score since then. The form looks solid, and Fort Del Oro looked in a different league to those rivals. Stepped into Group 3 company for our next start. You know, again, wasn't this grace finishing, beaten 2 lengths by Matt Moo. Matt Moo, you have to say, went on to frank that form in the Nunthorpe, running a great race. He runs on Saturday at Haydock, of course, in the Sprint Cup, so we'll be looking for a form boost from that event. But this filly deserves a chance in this race, and she comes here in real good heart. She's improved on all 3 starts this year. Didn't race as a juvenile, but has improved on each start, and I think she could take an awful lot of beating.
Okay, Fort Del Oro then in that 3 o'clock contest, getting all the allowances there, the age allowances and the sex allowances as well in that 3 o'clock event. The next race we'll come to then is the 4:05 at York. This one is a 2-mile handicap. It's a class 4 event with 14 of them set to take their chance in this. Who did you like?
Yeah, there's a few again to mention here, and there's a few stepping up in trip with stamina doubts. Craganock would have to be of interest if he's seen out this trip. He's by authorised, and the way he races suggests he might well stay. He still isn't badly handicapped on a mark of 82, so he's one to consider. There'll be no hiding place here, because we know that Long Shadow is likely to take them along at a real good gallop. But the horse I'm going to side with is another John Quinn runner. I think it's a yard to pay very close attention to, particularly with the Air Western meeting coming up in a couple of weeks' time, a meeting they like to target. And Hidden Justice has done well for the yard. He did well over hurdles originally, and then he got an injury, and he's just taken time to find his feet again. But the handicap are starting to give him a chance now. He races here off a mark of 76. He'll get the trip. He's had 47 days off since a poor run at Musselburgh, but you know, Musselburgh would not have suited this horse. And looking at his previous run at Catterick when he finished third to High Secret off a mark of 77, looks a real good effort now. High Secret's gone on to win again since then. And I think Hidden Justice looks to have everything in his favour. And he's the one I would side with in the staying contest on Sunday.
Hidden Justice then getting the vote in that 4:05. Final race on today's podcast then comes up at 4:40. This one is a 6-furlong handicap. Again, we've got a big field here, 20 of them lining up for it. We'll start with the chances of the Tin Man, who's won 2 of his first 3 starts on the race course, both at Donny. Can he get the hat-trick up here, Craig?
He'll go close. I think he'll probably be shorter in the market than I would like for such a competitive race, but I think he's drawn at the on the right side here. Because there's a huge amount of pace drawn middle to high. I think low numbers will definitely struggle here. Apart from Mount Tahan, who's drawn in 1, who looks like, you know, he'll end up racing alone on that far rail, I think it's very, very important to be drawn middle to high here. And the Tin Man will get a good lead into the race. He came clear of his field in good style at Doncaster. He's gone up £12 in the weights for that. And this is this race certainly has more strength and depth to it. So it's another step up the tree. So he should run well, but I don't think he'll be missed in the market, and that would put me off. The horse I like is Steve Prescott, the 3-year-old, a horse that on his last 2 runs has really came to hand. He won very well at Newmarket off a mark of 85, and then he went into the All Greys race at Newmarket. And again, you know, For me, I think that was an above-average race. George Bowen is a very useful horse, the winner, also trained by Richard Farhy. And this horse, you know, wasn't beaten far, a length up the middle of the track, and the winner was towards the far rail on that occasion. And in defeat, that was a career-best performance, and he's gone up £2 for that effort. I think he's certainly in the form of his life at present, and I think he'll take an awful lot of beating from stall 18, perfectly drawn to attack a strong pace.
Steve Prescott then in that 4:40 event in the colours of Dr. Marwan Kukash. Just spin us through one more time, please, then, Craig, your selections for Sunday's action on the Knavesmire.
Yeah, we're starting in the 2:30. The horse I like is Freight Train, but also keep an eye on Elbow. 3 o'clock race, we're going for the Irish Raider, the three-year-old filly, Fort Del Oro. In the 4:05, the stay-in contest, again, we're going with the John Quinn runner, Hidden Justice. And finally, in the 4:40 at York, I think this could be the best bet of the four. Steve Prescott for Richard Farhy and Jack Garrity.
Okay, you've been listening to the thoughts of Craig Forsyth ahead of Sunday's racing. And remember, you're here every race live on 1:50 p.m. on William Hill Racing Radio. It's Ross Briley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and John Budden to guide you through the action. The entire card from York, of course, as we mentioned, Road of the Obstacles at Fontwell, and there's an all-weather meeting from Ireland in the shape of Dundalk. So plenty to enjoy on Sunday with us here on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Craig, and best of luck with the action on Sunday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.